And I myself really love this period, the first one and the last one of the night, because it's a way to set the tone for your heart and mind and body as you practice more or as you go into slumber. It conditions the mind so that it has a quality that continues to absorb and permeate your practice. So this is in part why we thought that Brahmaviharas would be a good ending. So since today's the first day, I'll just say a bit more fully about the practice in general, and then in the succeeding days, we'll mostly just do the actual meditations. The Brahmaviharas are guided meditations. They're a set of phrases that have certain qualities that go with each of the Brahmavihara: metta, karuna, mudita, and upekkha, friendliness, compassion, inclusive joy, and equanimity. There's a progression of categories, and we're going to expand them as we go. So tonight we're just going to do ourselves. So the I. Now the thing about the Brahmaviharas, as I talked about earlier, is that mostly one of their fundamental value is that they're a strengthening of our individual capacity to know them, to have trust and faith in them, and to settle into them so that we can access them anytime as a great balancing or harmonizing practice. And so rational sense of thing is not important in the Brahmaviharas. So when I say we're going to do ourselves, you visualize yourself. It's also a visualization practice in any form that can receive the phrase I offer. You heard some of them today, and basically I say them out loud. You say it to yourself silently. And so let's say I say, may I be happy all the days of my life. And right now that just feels so too much. So you, when you repeat it to yourself, you could say something like, may I be happy with this in-breath. So it's an adjustment so that you can have strength in their possibility and your trust and faith in them and your ability to rest in them as a quality to access. It's like I asked you to lift 50 pounds on your bicep. Are you, right now, 30 pounds is all you need. Maybe that's a lot for a bicep. 10 pounds and you only want to do 5. That's totally fine. If you visualize yourself, let's say, wearing these clothes, but really it's not working, you want to wear different clothes, you want to be a porpoise, you want to be an oak tree, you want to be the wind, you can be anything. Visualize yourself as anything that can receive. And also, more so probably as we move on, but I'll just say it tonight, is that because the strengthening factor is the most important, you don't want any contractions of any form, and I just talked about emotional and mental contraction, but also physical contraction. This is a meditation that you don't want to have any pain at all. So feel free to lie down. I will say I'm Asian heritage, so please don't point your feet at me. But you can lie down in the middle of the meditation. You could switch position. So this is one that's really easeful. Some people like to touch their heart space when they do this. Your gut space. Sometimes I think about touching the ground with your hand like the Buddha did. Or when I'm seated in a chair that I am these days, then perhaps even just pressing my feet down or squeezing my toes as a way of just feeling the strength of it. All right. Visualize yourself in any way that can receive. I say the phrase, you say it silently to yourself. May I be filled with goodwill right here and right now. Let a sense of well-being permeate my body from head to toe. Let me know that safety and protection is my birthright. Let peace and ease guide me as I go to sleep and first thing tomorrow. And may I know true happiness all the days of my life. And the next inhale, you're gonna really take in, and then the exhale, you're gonna radiate it through your whole self in whatever way that can receive. Perhaps it's from head to toe, perhaps it's from the heart space out, perhaps it's in every pore of your body, perhaps it's just the pinky can receive it right now. Whatever way that you can just rest and have trust and faith that this is available to you, that this is you. And then, in the next few breaths, just check in with your body. Are you being kind to it? Do you need to move or want to move? Perhaps a deep breath feels good. Perhaps you're shy to touch your heart space, and now it feels like a response that's calling to you. I'm going to go through them one more time, and then there'll be some silence as you practice it on your own. And if it's hard to remember the phrases, just the one that resonates. And you can also just use the one word, be it, let's say right now, peace and ease, or peace. Then you can just have us repeat that silently and radiate it through yourself. All right, visualize yourself in any way they can receive. Let me know that unconditional friendliness for myself is here and now. May I feel well-being with the next inhale and exhale. Let safety and protection for myself and for others be my guide. Let peace and ease permeate me here and now. And may I know true happiness all the days of my life. On the inhale, you're going to connect with how you know that it's true and possible, any or all of these qualities. And on the exhale, you're going to permeate yourself with it, radiate it. Just really have the sense that it's present, true, and possible. And then it's important to feel its effect. Don't leave that part out. You've touched it. See if you can receive it. And then let it convey itself through you. Rest in it. Choose metta. If you wanted to try another position all day, let yourself do it right now. All right, visualize yourself, if you haven't already. I am unconditional friendliness. Well-being is present. I am safe. I am protected. Peace and ease is in me. Happiness is here.